We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Hey Amar Beis, and we are starting Chof Hey Amar Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Karfif, starts the word Karfif, more to the end of a line, six lines from the bottom. Karfif Beis Shalosh. We know a Karfif can only be a Beis Shnayim, like we're two Shasayim. And here there was a Karfif that was three Sah, too big. Bekira Boy Beis Sah. What you did was, you did one Beis Sah, you put a roof over it. So Shaila is that going to be Mayat? The Beis Sah. Now, why should we made it? The reason is because there's a concept called Pitikra Yerid V'Soysen. That means that if you have a roof, there's the Lacham Moshe Sinai, that you could say that the roof comes down and makes like walls around. The roof comes down, it's called Pitikra, as long as that roof is more than four Tvachim wide, and here it's Beis Sah wide, it's very big, it's called Pitikra V'Soysen, it'll come down and be soysimit. So soysimit, that's not part of the field anymore. And you'll have left is two saw, and it won't be a problem to carrying it because one hook of adira. And it won't be a problem because it's only two saw. So karf beis shalosh, v'kiru by beis saw. And you made a roof over one saw. Rabba Amar Avir Kiruyov Miyasrei. He says that even that spot that's under a roof makes it bigger and it's no good. You can't carry there. It's more than two saw. Rav Zeram in Avikiru Miyashrei does not make it bigger. Why? Because you say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. You say that it comes down and closes it up. The roof like comes down. Now it comes down vertically and closes it up. So the Chalkes Rav and Rav Zeram, do you say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim? Zok to Gemara, it's Rabba really. Lema Rabba v'Rav Zeram put the Rav Shmuel k'mifkia. You're going to say that Rabba and Rav Zeram are really arguing in the Chalkes Rav Shmuel. What's Chalkes Rav Shmuel? The Itmar. Achsadra v'Bika. Someone goes into a bika. I'm learning Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Tais is a little different. We're learning Rashi's pshat in the sugya. So the Chalkes says achsadra v'Bika. You have in the bika achsadra. According to Rashi, it means it's like a chuppah. You have four poles and a roof on top of it, and it's like a chuppah sitting in a bika. Is it a Rosh Hashanah or not? Rav Amamutal Talat Lekulu, you can talat on the whole thing. We're talking a very big chuppah. Why? Because you say particularly every service. Shmuel Amar, Eimer Talat Madan Amos. Only four Amos give a talat. The Gemara explains. Rav Amamutal Talat Lekulu Amri in particular every service. You say that the roof comes down and closes it up. But Shmuel Amar, Eimer Talat Madan Amos, Lo Amri in particular every service. You don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. Like according to the Rashi, really, like this, do you say on four sides Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim? In Kul Yama, maybe you would say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim if you have two walls. But here you have no walls, so like this, you say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. Because it's not like all my other arguments on the whole idea of Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. It just holds by four walls, you don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. Now, upon him, so we're saying, what's like this? Rabba and Rav Zera by the base of Sayyim. Like this is this Machlaikas, that Machlaikas. So tomorrow, no. Ida Vidaki Achsadra, if this case in the base in the Karfif was made like a Achsadra, you're right. Hachinami, maybe even Rabba would agree to Rav, they say particularly Yerid V'Soysim. Everyone would agree. Hachinami. But Hachimai Eskinon, the case of the Beis Sah, whereas Machlekes is the Ovda Ki Azila. It was made like a slope. The roof was not a flat roof, it was like our roofs, a slant. It was a roof on a slant, like our roofs. Do you say particularly on that? So there, Rav Zera says, he still said Pitikra. And that rabbi says, no, you don't say Pitikra there. I agree this thing Pitikra, even on four sides, but not by a sloped roof. And Rav Zera says, no, you could say Pitikra. And I'm Rav Zera, yeah, they do say Pitikra. It happens to be that the Mr. Brewer speaks out that even Rav Zera only says, you let us say Pitikra by a sloped roof, only because it's already in a Rosh Hashanah. It's in a Karfif already. That's why. It's in a carpet, only a shayla, closing and making space time smaller, so then we'll say Pitikra there. But in a regular bika, maybe he'll agree that you don't say Pitikra on that. That's why Allah Lamai said, we never say Pitikra by a sloped roof, only by a flat roof. And Allah Lamai said, only say Pitikra if it has two walls also. That's the only time we say Pitikra. A lot of time, Pitikra could be a chumrah. An example could be is if you have a Tzuras HaPesach string under an overhang of a house. So if the house in that area has two walls, that are like a shaped like an L, like as a corner of a house, then that overhang can be too particular and cut down that rope and be a problem. So you always have to be careful. It's just particular. There is negeya a lot of times. Okay. Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, even though I hold that it, this case, it makes it smaller when I make a roof, I agree, it's a different case entirely, but a karfif that was exactly based on Sayim, but it was nifrat melui lechatzer, which means it was completely open to the chatzer. To picture this, you have to picture the chatzer was bigger, was wider wider than the karfif, and it had an opening to the karfif, and the karfif, the whole entire karfif was open to the chatzah. It had no walls on that side at all. No walls, just went straight into the chatzah. So the Gemara thinks now the chatzah makes it bigger, now it's bigger than the Beis HaSayim, right? It's bigger than the Beis HaSayim, so it's a problem. You can't carry in the karfif. Medina of a karfif, service of a luya, the chatzah shasah. My time, the other chatzah makes it bigger. See, the Aver Chotzah makes it bigger. That's a Pella, right? Well, how can Aver Chotzah make it bigger? L'chaira, I'm telling you, Gemara's cash, really, but Aver Chotzah, Chotzah's hook of Adira. So how does that make the base sign bigger? Maskev lo Rav Yosef, v'chiv Aver ha-mutter loy oisroi? Does the Aver has mutter to it oisroi? So the Gemara is asking cash with another knetch. The Gemara is saying, okay, achap. You're saying it's hook of Adira, so it can't make it bigger. But I have a different reason why it makes a problem. Because you're not allowed to carry from a Chotzah to a Karfif. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds you ladder. We're passing Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds you ladder to carry from a chatzah to a karfif. So v'chlal, how is this making problems being open to a chatzah? What's happening? Chi ava hamut lo yoyser? Is it an aseret? How's it aseret? Om le abaya, keman, who you asking like Rav Shimon? Because you ask Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon nami. Rav Shimon also has a problem. I'll tell you why. Ha'ika aver mokoy mechitzis. The space, when this wall came down, between the chatzah and the karfif, the ear space between the walls of the chatzah is not hook of adira, because it's not part of the chatzah. It's in between. That, and this is exactly the Beis HaSayim, that space between the two walls, that's making the Beis HaSayim bigger. The ear space between the two walls is making it bigger. And since it's part of the Meluyoy, it doesn't have any starting of the walls both sides. It doesn't look, you don't look like it's closed up. And therefore, that space makes a problem. And the Gemara brings a riot, they say such an idea. A karfif that's completely open to a chatzah. On the one wall, it's completely open. There's no gefufim, no side in the walls at all. Then the halacha is chatzah mataras v'karfif asa. The chatzah is mutter and the karfif is asa. And the Gemara wants to figure out why it's like that. And through that, we'll see that the part is the aver mechitzas. It says chatzah mataras v'karfif asa. Chatzah my time mataras. Why is the chatzah mutter? The isle gefufe, because it has gefufe. That's what the chatzah is mutter. So it's not open to the karfif. Right, the Gemara. If that's the reason why it's usher, it's because it's open, not open. So why is it such a fact that you're saying karfif? You can have the opposite case also, that where the karfif is wider than the chatzah, and if the karfif is wider than the chatzah, so then the karf is the one that has the kufuf, not the chatzah. So the chatzah is also the karf is mutter. If the vart is just worried about two different types of shuya, it's like fear abonah, they're open to each other, one's a karf and one's a chatzah, two different types of diurim, and we're going to go into abonah and the osir, so don't, like, it's passes the opposite way also. Depends which way has, which one's bigger, which one's wider. Elo, the reason why it says this is the klal gadol, mishum the amrinon, ze'a v'chitz v'yasru, ze'a v'chitz v'yasru. That we're talking about a different problem. We're talking about a problem of making it bigger. So when the chatzer is in parts luya to the karfif, and we're going to go to Rav Shimon and doesn't ask each other, it's never going to be a problem, because a chatzer, the bigger as it gets, it makes no difference. There's no problem hook of adira. But when the karfif is parts luya to the chatzer, it's a problem. You know why? Because the avir mechitzes make it bigger. And if there's no walls at all on that side, it's parts luya on that side, the halacha is that it's making it bigger, and if it's exactly the same time, we'll make it bigger, and it won't be good. And it won't be good. So that's the halacha, and that's what's coming out. The Reb Zeira says, "Amoida that the karf is nivus b'luyot the chotzer, that between the av mechitzas makes it bigger, and it'll be a problem of more than Beis HaSayim." You hear, Moshi? It's good. Okay. So I'll take one avaita. Who bustana? Nu gemar. All still about hook of adira. We're not amud about this about hook of adira. But new case. Who bustana? Bustana is like a orchard. It's like a place where you have trees and they hang out there. Davasomach laguda da padna. Now it wasn't hook of adira, this bustana. And the shaila is, bustana, by the way, is not called hook of adira. Just surrounding something that has trees, not hook of adira. I'm going to ask the Akasha, that's probably what I'm going to ask, is that the Gemara before said they plant trees, it's normal to have trees. That's only to mevatel a karfif. They were talking about something that was hook of adira already. You want to try to break it up. So you say, put crops there or plants there, it breaks it up. Trees doesn't break it up, because trees, you can sit under it. But if you just have a tree field and you wrap it around with a fence, that's like a hook of adira. You need to have something more adiridic. So who bustano that was so much good that padna. The way this was hook of a deer is because it was one of the fourth wall of this karfif was a house, was a big palace, and it had a door to the karfif. So that's why it's hook of a deer, because they had this big huge house on one side. Well, and what happened? Nofel Ashisa Braisa da Padna. The wall that was inside facing the orchard, it fell down. So Sofa, now Shalom is kind of carrying it. So Rabbi Lameimar, Lismech Aguda Gaviasa. We're going to be Samech on the inside wall, which means the wall that is behind the Karfif. The further wall, further away than the Karfif that was left standing, let's be Samech on that wall. We're going to be Samech on that wall because now that was also Hukav Adir also. Where says, no, that won't work. Why? Because you come from the family of Abaya, which was in the family of Eli, which died young, which means you came from a nation that or people that get cut off early. And recently, he's saying things that are cut off makes no sense. Those mechitzas are made for the inside, for the inside of that house. It wasn't made for our chatzim, it wasn't made for our orchard, it was made for the inside of that house. And it's not called Hukav Adira. That's not called Hukav Adira because it was made for something else, it's not made for this. There was a certain Avarnika. So Rashi has two pshatim over here. So we're going to learn, Rashi says on the second pshat, which is printed on the Chavav Amalav, three quarters way down the Amud, he says that's the Iker pshat. So Ahua Varnaka is like a little gazebo that they used to sit inside it and have a good time. It was in the middle of this orchard. And the Reish Galusa used to like having parties there. They used to have the Reish Galusa of Bustanay. He had it in the middle of his orchard. He had his nice gazebo. And he saw that this Shabbos Parashas Shazinu, he wants to sit into the parish. He wants to sit in it. He wants to sit inside the Avarnaki. So what's the problem? Next week. And then the problem is that he can't carry in the bustana because the bustana wasn't hook of a dira. His orchard wasn't hook of a dira. So what's the etzah? He tells his rabbi, you make it happen. Make sure I get into my gazebo tomorrow. Work it out. Figure it out. Ozal, so what he did was, Ovad kona kona pachas meshloisha. He made a pathway. He basically closed up, this thing was too big by Sain. He basically made from the house until the gazebo this little pathway. On two sides, he had these walls, and that will make it its own reshus. And he let it carry there, because not by Sain, I want to base Sain. Also, Rava went, Shafinu, he took the whole thing down. He said, we don't need this. What do we need this for? It's Hukav Adira. He holds the gazebo as a place where you eat, and it says Adira, and you have a fence around it. What's the problem? Hukav Adira. He knocked it down. And not only that, also Rav Papa Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua Naktinu Mebasrei. His Talmidim also came and they took it away the raw materials, because if Rav Huna, who put it up, Rav Huna Bar Chinna, who's put it up, if he sees that it's down, he'll come put it back up. So they took it away. Talmidim took it away, said, you know, get us out of it. But the problem was, Lamacha, the next day, Eisver, Ravina, Rava, Ravina, on Shabbos, Ravina tells Rava, I have a kasha on you. You're saying it's Hukav Adira. Why? Because there's a Varnaka here. He says there's a halacha, that the Garden Truman happens to be a halacha, is Ircha Dasha, Moedin La Mishivasa. A city that first there was a wall, and then they put out the houses. You count from the houses, not from the wall. Because the wall is not called Hukav Adira. Why? Because the wall was there first. But V'yashana, an old city, and then they put up the wall, Mechemasa. Ezu Chadasha, Ezu Yashana. Chadasha means, Shehukva, you put the wall first, Upsaif Yashva, then you put the house up. Yashana is Yashva, you first sat there, Upsaif Hukva. What does that mean? That means Hukav Adira only works if the house is first, then the wall. But if you put the wall first, then the house, not Hukav Adira. And V'hainami, here also, this gazebo was put up after the wall. They first had the orchard with the wall, and then they put up the gazebo afterwards. So V'hai Nami, Kohok V'Obsev Yashvodami. It doesn't work. It's not like a deer. We need those little fences on Shabbos. And by that time, it was too late. They couldn't put it up anymore. And we'll see. We'll have to learn tomorrow that the rescuers wasn't too happy about this. They knocked down the wall. They had no place to carry because it was a taina of Hukva. It was Hukva V'Obsev Yashva. Metz Shem, tomorrow we'll continue on Chavav. We'll chaz over a little bit and continue.